In this week's parsha, the Torah talks about the meragim and talks about afterwards the Ornish. It says that they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. It says they're not going to see Eretz Yisrael. It refers to both the Meraglim and Klal Yisrael, so they're not going to see Eretz Yisrael. It says Kalev and Yeshua will go into Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say they're going to see Eretz Yisrael. It says they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the language regards to Yeshua and Kalev is a language of going. And by the Meraglim, it says a language of they're not going to see. Second issue, it says that the reason why the Yeshua and Kalev are going to go into Eretz Yisrael is because they were that your Kalev was Mamali after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael and the Meraglim are not because Kilo Milu Acharoi, they did not fill themselves up Acharoi. Not a very clear lashon what it means. So in regards to the first question, the Shiver or Gifter Zatzal said that sometimes a person sees something with his eyes, but he doesn't really see it. He sees it the way his mind sort of bends the reality. He doesn't see it the way it really is. So Yeshua and Kalev saw Eretz Yisrael. They saw the true Eretz Yisrael, the way Eretz Yisrael really was, and they acted accordingly the way it's supposed to be. The Meraglim, because of their negius and because of their issues and because of their challenges and because of whatever issues that they had, the Meraglim did not see Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim saw a figment of their imagination, their perception of Eretz Yisrael. They saw Eretz Yisrael because their bias and because of their fears and because of their whatever their concerns were. Eretz Chazal understand their concerns were, but they saw wasn't really a valid, bona fide vision of Eretz Yisrael. So they saw people dying. It's an Eretz Yechelos Yisrael. It wasn't Eretz Yisrael. Not an Eretz Yechelos Yisrael. It's not a land where it consumes its people. But they saw it as such. They saw it was a land with which was Meshunah. The people are Meshunah. Everything is Meshunah. That's not the correct definition of Eretz Yisrael. So their definition, their assumptions were their perception was incorrect. So therefore, they're not only not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua and Kalev can't say they're going to see Eretz Yisrael. They already saw Eretz Yisrael. Can say they're going to go in. The Meraglim are not, and that could even be Zechut to ever actually see. They're never really going to see the land that they were Mamayasim. They were Mamayasim. But the puzzle is, why was that? They come along, they say, Besinas Hashem, my son, Hashem hated them. Hashem hated them. Mon, Slav, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Paro, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Tera, Kadosh Baruch Hu hates you. The Anone HaKovid, the Choshim HaKrabims, the sort of Eretz, Kadosh Baruch Hu hates you. Their heart, there was something in their heart which they had this space in their heart where they couldn't allow Kadosh Baruch Hu in. They weren't Mali of Kadosh Baruch Hu. There was some spot where they were still grappling with the human limitations of what they misdefined themselves. They looked like, in their own eyes, like little people, and they couldn't believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu had that room and love for them. And when they did that, they didn't let a Kadosh Baruch Hu into their heart totally, so they end up seeing Eretz Yisrael incorrectly. So the Mili Acharei Kadosh Baruch Hu is done by, allowing Kadosh Baruch Hu into your heart totally, then they would have been zechut to see Eretz Yisrael properly. Yeshua and Kalev were Mamali Acharei Hashem, they allowed a Kadosh Baruch Hu into their heart totally. They were totally mole the birch of the ava and the year of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, they saw Eretz Yisrael properly, and they were able to give the correct understanding, correct vision, and pass it on to Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.